life today.
One town's in shock still now after a twister just tore them up. Seven people dead in the Midwest. Mother Nature, every single show, I tell you, well, we got to talk about her. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to also mention what's going on with the oil spill and the latest there. And besides that, we're going to dive into a couple of other things that happened over the weekend, including a bomb that killed six people in Baghdad, including a cop, always sad. And what's the latest on Joran van der Sloot? The most obnoxious, arrogant Dutchman you'll ever meet. But you probably won't meet him if he's behind bars in Peru, and that would be a good thing. He was suspected of killing Natalie Holloway, but they could never, ever nail him for it. Now, he may have murdered a 21-year-old Peruvian girl, and they're holding on to him in Peru, even though the Dutch are trying to wiggle him out of custody. So what's the latest there? We'll tell you about that. But before we get into all of that, let's talk about politics for a second. Oh, I know you love it. What a way to warm this stuff up, right? Well, we think there's going to be changes in those midterm elections. So if you're not happy with your representation, remember the House seats are up and a lot of the Senate seats are up too. So you can make some changes. Go with what you think would be the best representation for you, for your state when you actually go and touch the screen in November. I'm telling you, because to me it's just logjam central up there and nothing but hot air. There are some that try and that try to push against the machine, but it's the machine now. There's so much oil, so much grease flying through there. It's out of control. So politics or somebody outside of the political arena, when it comes to being the top intelligence guy, which do you think would be better? Now, if you were to apply for this job as Director of National Intelligence, you have to know that you would have to somehow mesh all of the 16 spy agencies, which means you've got a lot of egos to deal with and hurt feelings and territorial feelings and all that other sort of nonsense. So President Obama has now tapped James Clapper, the Pentagon's head of intelligence, as an espionage veteran, to say the least, who they say calls him like he sees him. He's not a mincer of words, which that part could be pretty good, right? And Congress is saying they don't want another military guy. Some of the people that would be on the intelligence committee say, forget it. We want a lay person. In other words, they want somebody that they can pull their strings because it's a difficult job. Last guy who had it, if you remember, had a military background and he ran screaming into the hills. He had enough of being the one that was going to be the domino that fell, that took the blame for Abdullah Muttalib in Detroit when that Christmas Day could have been bombing. And then ultimately the bombing that could have happened in Times Square. Now, Clapper is a Vietnam vet. He once directed the Defense Intelligence Agency. He worked closely with the CIA. I mean, he definitely has the resume, but does he have the chops to undertake this position? Here's what he had to say.
It's a job that cannot be done without your support and that of the Congress. And I intend to earn that support from both as well as the public if I'm confirmed for this position.
All right, so already voicing the idea that they're not going to say yes to this guy, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who says, and she leads the Senate committee, she says that it would be better to have a civilian in this job, and she's saying that he's not the right guy. He's a nice guy, but he's not the right guy because he'll be easily maneuvered. She's not the only one who thinks that. Kit Bond is saying the same thing, that once he's in the position, when he has to go up against the counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, and the CIA director, Leon Panetta. They have the president's ear. They're the guys that have carte blanche in the Oval Office, and it won't amount to anything, whatever he has to say in his position. So, you know, we've got one guy who resigned and said, you know, pretty much forget about it. Now we have another guy who already there's word on the street that he's going to have a tough time getting approved. So who is the right person for this position? You know what? The right person for this position is the person who doesn't care if they lose the job, is the person who is going to say what they think and be willing to butt heads with who's ever there to block the gates to the president or whatever, or any of the senators or any of the people that they have to inform or talk to or whatever. And it is a tough job. I mean, really. How'd you like to be the person who, you know what it's like? It's like trying to meld a couple companies together and everybody bangs heads and you're trying to just pull this company together and cut away the fat. And it's rough to do that in any position. But if we created the position, our government, and we're paying the freight for it since 2004, then by damn, we better get some results. Because what we're seeing is people keep stepping on other people's toes, and then it becomes a contest of beating chess and not informing the other person of what's going on. And it's our lives at stake here. If we have people that are being paid by taxpayers to guard the nation, I'll call it, to be the gatekeepers against terrorism, then they need to be sharing that information. So you need somebody in that position who is able to cut through the nonsense. Is he the guy? I don't know. From resume point of view, from what some of the non-political people say, sounds like it. So if that's the case, then he probably doesn't get approved because he's not a political animal. So therein lies the problem to begin with, right? All right, you're on Vandersloot. Here's the other thing. He is probably the most hated guy when it comes to the Natalie Holloway stuff. I mean, if I were Natalie Holloway's mother, you see that poor woman who's always on the tube with Greta Van Susteren. She knows. She knows this guy knows something and will not talk about it. He always alludes to things and everything else. He's the prime suspect in her disappearance in 2005 in Aruba. Now he's in a cell with a bunk bed and a blanket. He gets a couple of squares a day, which I think is good. Keep him there if they can keep him there as long as possible. And the reason he's there is because he's questioned in the death of a 21-year-old Lima woman. And his name was on the hotel room. He was the one who was registered. And they found the woman dead. Her body was found on the room's floor a couple of days after he supposedly was there. Her neck was broken. So he tried to get away. He crossed into Chile. He was arrested. So they were able to get him. He's 22 years old, and this kid has been above the law. You know that he knew something with the Natalie Holloway thing. Who knows if he killed Natalie Holloway. Now they may have him. They might have him. They might be able to take this guy down, and wouldn't that be a good thing? If they can connect all the dots, they have to have enough evidence to keep him there. And maybe he'll confess and talk about Holloway, especially if they give him life. What's the difference? All right, we'll meet you in a few here on ATN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,204.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,236.85, $618.43 for a half ounce, or $309.21 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,236.85, $618.43, or $309.21.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
About Mother Nature, and you know, I always ask this. I'm sure some of you have been through tornadoes before, and hopefully when you've been through a tornado, it's been off in a distance somewhere, because it is, it's just shocking. Tornadoes have been around for since we started to move to the plains, right? Since man started to move to the plains here in the United States. But when it happens to your town in Millbury, Ohio, you got about 1,200 in that town. I mean, they're in shock. They're still mourning what happened. At least 7 people dead. They think it could maybe even be a few more. 5-year-old kid, father of a high school valedictorian. And you've got all these homes torn up. You had people that also were lucky that they escaped with bruises and scratches and cuts, and it wasn't worse than that. The pictures are just frightening to see them. And then that wasn't the only area. Also, you had a storm that was so bad, it ripped the siding off a nuclear plant in Michigan and ripped up some homes and some other areas. And these tornado watches in the Northeast and up to the Mid-Atlantic, crazy how far it stretched. You know, and I don't know, what do you do in this situation? It's just so... It is so shocking. There is not a great word to use in this case. You've got these communities that luckily usually are close-knit and they can pull together, but you had, the guy's name was Ted Krantz, and he was the father of the valedictorian out of Lake High School. And their house, too, was just destroyed. You had a basement all that was left was basically a basement filled with water. So, you know, this is this guy who was a devoted family guy, was supported a school and, you know, did everything he could for other kids in the neighborhood. It's very, very sad. And a five-year-old, ooh. The upshot of it is, too, 50 houses destroyed, 50 severely damaged, that'll probably have to be torn down, 6 commercial buildings, and the path that we're talking about, this tornado took 7-mile path of destruction, about 100 yards wide, and that was the thing, that's why it caught so many people, 100 yards. You get buildings that start to shake, and, you know, people are just trying to find a way to get out of the path of the tornado, and it's pure luck in some cases as to what part of a house that you're in. And I don't think they were expecting that. It goes back to the same thing. You see that vortex, and it's very tough. I mean, they're trying to figure out ways to gauge. They've got some new research, some of the weather folks that they're using. They're trying to figure out ways to gauge the tornadoes a little bit better, but that there still is nothing that can give you enough of the time that you need, I think, in some cases, to escape being in the path of it. And you just don't know. You just hear about a watch, but it's too late. You can't get away. And if you have the right kind of shelter, at least you can do that. But that's pretty tough, I think, too. The craziest story, and I'm just going to mention this briefly because I've been to a few bullfights. The craziest story I saw over the weekend was this story out of Mexico about a bullfighter in Mexico City who has become the youngest novice bullfighter to perform in the main ring. His name is Micheletto Nagraveri, and he has so far successfully killed his first bull. The bull was almost 900 pounds, and he actually lost his footing while he was facing the second bull. He was knocked around the stand by the second bull, but he was fine. They x-rayed him to make sure he was okay. He just had a few bruises and whatnot. But this kid is 12 years old. Matt, can you imagine that? A 12-year-old French-Mexican boy, the youngest novice bullfighter to perform ever in the ring. That's crazy.
That is, I don't know.
That's like a child abuse almost.
No, it's not typical work for a 12-year-old, I guess.
No. Hey, you want to come with Daddy to the plant and see what we do? Hey, you want to get in the bullfighting business? Let's put you out there. Please. Wow, when I read that, I thought it was me with my numbers dyslexia. I was reading it backwards. But 12 years old, it's true. You know, crazy. All right, and this is a story that is huge. I mentioned it briefly. These would-be jihadists held at JFK Airport. Good news is FBI had a tail on them. They were watching them. They were tapping them. New things that were weird that were going on since 2006. And now they were actually able to get Mohammed Alyssa, who was 20, and Carlos Almonte, 26, two northern New Jersey kids. They were on separate flights to Egypt. Then they were going on to Somalia. The feds nailed them were able to nail them and not let them go to their destination. The New York City Police Commissioner, Raymond Kelly, said they traveled to Jordan back in 2007, tried to get into Iraq. They were turned away from Iraq. And the NYPD undercover officer recorded a bunch of conversations with them where they spoke about jihad against Americans and said that they wanted to come back and be able to cut off Americans' heads and that they would outdo whatever Major Hassan did at Fort Hood, that they could do quite, you know, a much better job of it, twice as many people could go down at their hands. Both of them were American citizens and, you know, Alyssa was born in the U.S. and he's of Palestinian descent. Almonte is a naturalized citizen who was born in the Dominican Republic. So they're the latest of how many people immigrants, Americans or immigrants, that are joining or trying to join Al-Shabaab, a violent extremist group based in Somalia and definitely connected to Al-Qaeda. And this is a group that was uncovered a couple of years ago and nailed as a, you know, listed as a terrorist group. And they're getting help. A lot of the people have been recruited through the internet. Anwar al-Awlaki, you've heard that name before, who inspired a bunch of the attacks, the Christmas Day deal, the Fort Hood shooting. He was somebody who was pushing for that in both cases. So now Alessa and Almonte are facing charges of conspiring to kill, maim, and kidnap persons outside of the U.S. by joining this group. But good for the feds for nailing them before something happened. And the neighbors are just blown away by this, of course. Sad death over the weekend, although he lived a very long life. The great John Wooden, if you go to americatonight.net, I have a lot of his quotes listed there. And I did a little blurb on him for the blog. But John Wooden had a lot of influence on a lot of basketball players. And he was the dean. He really was. He was the wizard at UCLA. In fact, here's a little clip of Wooden and what he had to say about being proud of his accomplishments.
Actually, you're very proud that that would be done, particularly since it would be done by my peers. But honestly, I'm not trying to be humble, but I'm very proud and thankful that they consider me among the better.
Yeah, 7 straight championships in a row, 10 altogether, 27 years as the coach of the UCLA Bruins. That's quite a feat. The 7 in a row, I don't think in my lifetime it'll ever, ever be broken, even if there's some successes, not 7 in a row. And the fact that in his entire career that he had 10, that's still just an incredible, incredible feat. But 99 years, that's a life well lived, I would say, because of the influence that he had on a lot of people and just the memorable quotes and the master motivator that he was, not just for college hoop players, but for some other people as well. He absolutely left his mark. Don't go away. Back in 3.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
And ends, and boy, we have a bunch of them, so I'm just going to rifle through them. One, severe weather in the Midwest, 7 dead as a result, because we're winding back over the weekend to tell you what happened in case you missed it. And it, once again, you know, I can't say this enough. As somebody who was shocked, didn't grow up in a tornado alley, ended up having a television news career in and around places where they got tornadoes. And, boy, I learned a lot in a very short amount of time. It's all the same picture. Horrific tornadoes leveling people's homes, and you just pray nobody is hurt. But 7 people were killed in Ohio. They had severe thunderstorms and tornadoes, too. What happened was one of the biggest tornadoes touched down in a place called Wood County. So now you got people scrambling all over the place. And where is Wood County? Picture Toledo, Ohio. It's about 30 miles south of there. And of all the people that were killed, a 5-year-old child was in the middle of this thing. 4 others were from 20 to 56 years old. And, you know, there's not a lot of details because it's pretty grisly and gruesome and sad. And they've, you know, the families are still dealing with all of this, but this was early Sunday. And you just wrap your head around this and think, isn't there anything that we can do? And we're going to have some weather people on, some weather experts, but isn't there anything we can do to jump the tornado watches more? And I know there have been amazing advances that have been made from the 50s to now, but still it's just not enough. And maybe I'm answering my own question. It's Mother Nature, and you can't, what can you expect? How can you predict this when you have certain weather conditions? It's not even the same as a hurricane. And you look at the photographs, this is radio, but I say it again, you think of matchsticks just thrown all over the floor, thousands of matchsticks. And if you were hovering above in a helicopter and looking down, that's all you would see. You would just see wreckage. That it really just looks like a war zone. And about 50 people, by the way, were part of a triage base where they had to be put together. 17 ended up getting transferred to hospitals. So besides the people killed, there were people who narrowly escaped with their lives. Then you had a tornado that slammed down in Illinois in a place called Elmwood. That happened on Saturday night near Peoria County is what we're talking about. And if you looked at any of the photographs from there, which I did, you see a twisted gas station and you see just streets covered with branches and broken glass and, you know, all the kind of stuff that you'd normally see with these tornadoes. And again, you had people who were lucky to escape with their lives. And it was really strange, too, because a tornado watch means that you've got conditions that are ripe for tornadoes. So at least you do have the watch that's thrown out there. And if we looked at Sunday, just however many, 10 hours ago, whatever it was, you had tornado watches that were stretching from New Hampshire and Vermont, where we have lots of listeners, all the way down to Virginia, Boston, New York, Philly, Baltimore, Washington. Man, I never can remember once as a kid hearing anybody say anything about a tornado. Hurricanes, yes, living near the water, but never a tornado. So now the boundaries, I guess, of what you think tornadoes, where tornadoes normally show up, certainly have been stretched. So that was a very sad story over the weekend. And obviously we wish those people well in trying to piece together those towns, and the people unfortunately have to bury like a 5-year-old child. Can you imagine? I mean, that's just got to be the worst feeling in the world. All right, here's a follow-up to a story. This is part of Odds and Ends, and we're going outside of our borders to talk about this one. But I think the most smug, arrogant person, young person, that I've ever seen in interviews where I thought, oh, I just want to reach out and choke this guy, not to death, but get him to tell the truth, is a guy named Joran Vandersloot. He's been on Greta Van Susteren a zillion times because she was hot on the Natalie Holloway story, if you remember that from 5 years ago. So everybody suspected that he was somehow involved with the Natalie Holloway disappearance, but he always managed to wiggle his way out of it, out of what happened in Aruba. And still nobody knew any information about the disappearance of her. Well, now, this time, he went a little bit too far. And what did he do? Well, he went after a young woman and allegedly killed a 21-year-old woman in Lima, Peru. So a judge has extended the investigation into murder suspect Joran Vandersloot, who's accused of killing this Peruvian woman for another week. He's a Dutch citizen, we know that, right? So he's hauled off and he's jailed now in Peru, and they're trying to piece this together. He's the sole suspect in the case, but he hasn't formally been charged. The weird thing is it sounds just too familiar, almost like the Holloway thing. He is a slippery cat. So the embassy told Peruvian law authorities that they're not comfortable with the way he's been presented to the media. Oh, gee. He arrived Saturday over the weekend at the police headquarters. He's handcuffed. He was wearing a protective vest. He was escorted through a news conference photographers snapped, you know, photographs of him. And the body of this 21-year-old, Stephanie Flores Ramirez, by the way, was found in the hotel room registered to Vandersloot, who was twice arrested again and released in connection with the disappearance of Natalie Holloway back in 2005 in Aruba. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, this sleazy, slick Willie, I hope they have finally caught him. Because, of course, he gets away, thinks he's going to get away with something. Again, let's see if they have enough evidence to make it stick. I mean, just because the name was of the hotel room was his, they still have to really be able to link things together to be able to hang on to him, because the Dutch are trying to pull him back and trying to get him out of that situation. So that's an update as to what happened. Remember, they were chasing after him when we last talked on America Tonight. All right, in the meantime, here's something else as we bounce back closer to home. I mentioned this briefly at the top of the show, but this is a giant story. We're going to have more on this week. It's similar to what happened with Abdullah Metullo, the Christmas Day bomber, who would have blown up that airliner that was headed for Detroit. Remember, you know, the whole story, how he was a Nigerian, he had gotten on, went through Amsterdam, and then ultimately could have blown up the plane right before it landed in Detroit. Now they got two Jersey guys. They picked up at JFK. They were planning to travel to Somalia to wage what they're calling violent jihad. And they expressed flat out a willingness to do the same thing in the United States. So the FBI was all over them because they were able to get enough information on them and to assimilate in a mosque, is from what I understand from my information. So you had a 21-year-old guy, this Mohammed Alessa, in North Bergen, New Jersey, and then Carlos Almonte from Elmwood Park, New Jersey, two North Jersey towns. They were both taken into custody at the airport. They were going to take separate flights to Egypt. They were definitely headed for Somalia. They were going to join a terrorist organization, Al-Shabaab, and they were going to, as they left messages for people, wage, once again, violent jihad. So federal prosecutors say that they're charged with what I mentioned before, conspiring to kill, maim, kidnap people outside the United States. They're going to be in court on Monday. I'm sure we're going to see more on this. The FBI got a tip regarding what they were doing all the way back in 2006. So they've been keeping tabs on them for a very long time, and they finally had something that was going to stick that they could nail them to the wall with, and I think that's terrific. All right, we got to give you something a little more lighthearted here for odds and ends. And I think Sandra Bullock deserves a round of applause from our live studio audience in Minneapolis. Yeah. Because you know what? She held her head high. I could care less about the MTV Movie Awards, nor could many of you, I'm sure. But she was there. She showed up. She could have easily just stayed lying in the weeds, and why not? I mean, you know, everything gets played out in the public. And do we care about what happens with Hollywood celebrities? I mean, other people go through messy divorces, and there's nasty, crummy things that happen to women and happen to men. But from all accounts, this is a really good lady, and she was really done wrong. And it was, you know, it was all over the place. I mean, it was humiliating. She's saying that this guy's her soulmate, winning the awards, all that sort of stuff, and we're talking about Jesse James. So she showed up for the MTV Awards. Good for her, and people went crazy for her, and I think that's a good thing. So it's worth giving her a little applause and odds and ends. Coming up, we're going to start counting. I got my fingers ready. We can count next.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Counts. I'm going to tell you how many times Tiger Woods hit the fans at the Memorial Jacks tournament. Duck, here comes Tiger's ball. I know there's a joke in there somewhere. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those spots in between. It's always a pleasure to have my pal Greg Stebbin, the editor of Men's Health Magazine, on the show with us. And they do such fascinating stuff in that mag. You know, if I said to you, there's a story about dogs sniffing out prostate cancer, would you look at me like a little cockeyed? I was telling someone that today. So I was going to find out more about the prostate cancer and how dogs could actually, I'm thinking, help in the diagnosis of this and sniffing it out, in other words, and maybe sending someone to the doctor. Or perhaps I'm wrong on that assumption. That's why we have Greg with us to explain. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hi, Kate. It's great to be here.
You know, when you tell someone that, they do look at you a little cockamamie when you say that.
Well, you kind of want to laugh, and then you think to yourself, well, dog is man's best friend.
Uh-huh.
And what better way for dog to confirm his great friendship for man than to perhaps play a major role in helping men detect prostate cancer, which is, you know, in many ways the male equivalent of breast cancer, but just doesn't get the same kind of attention, and that's something we can talk about, too.
Why
is it that we know so much more about breast cancer than prostate cancer?
Yeah, because now what's happened is guys like Joe Torre is trying to, since that happened with him, is trying to shine a light on it, and other well-known people who have been diagnosed with it and survived it have been out there speaking, which I think is a good thing because the more awareness, the better. But first, let's talk about the dogs. What's the deal with the dogs being trained to detect the scent of, I guess, the chemicals that are produced in the body by the prostate tumor, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, so this is a really interesting thing. It turns out some researchers in France have come to the conclusion that when the body has a prostate cancer tumor, that there's some relationship in the body around the tumor that creates this unique scent, and they've trained a dog. There's one dog at this point. They've trained a dog to successfully detect that scent. Now, the thing about breast cancer, it's a very interesting disease for a lot of reasons. Some of it is, it's very interesting medically, and it's also very interesting socially, frankly. But one of the things that's so interesting about it and distressing about it medically is that currently the way we test for prostate cancer is not very accurate. Now, guys don't even like talking about prostate cancer because one way that doctors test is what's called the digital exam, and we don't have to talk about it any more than that. I mean, digit means finger, and
right.
That's enough, okay?
Right.
That's a not an accurate way to test at all, but it's often the beginning of how a guy or a guy's doctor determines he has prostate cancer during an annual physical exam. And then there's a PSA test, which is a blood test. But the problem with the PSA test is that it has a very high level of false positives. And what that means is a lot of guys get PSA tests back that suggest they may have prostate cancer. That creates a lot of anxiety, a lot of what we call cancer scares, and a lot of biopsies. And I think statistically, about only a third of guys who have high PSA test scores actually end up having prostate cancer. So two-thirds of those guys go through a lot of stress and have unnecessary biopsies, also a bad thing, only because the test itself is inaccurate. So along come these dogs, which are this one dog is incredibly accurate. It detected 63 out of 66 cases of cancer, so the number of false detections was very, very low, only 3 out of 66. That is an extraordinary number compared to what happens when we use the PSA test.
Wow. And so in rolling it back and in talking about the digit test, the old-fashioned way, I guess, do you think that's why men are sheepish about going to get tests? Because that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a very, you know, I said it's kind of an interesting social issue. It's bigger than just prostate cancer and the digital exam. The reality is, statistically, men are very bad at going to the doctor about anything. You know, a lot of men in this country die unnecessarily young simply because they won't even go to get an annual exam, or they have some kind of symptom for something that anyone in their right mind would rush to a doctor with, and many, many guys just ignore it. And some doctors, a lot of doctors, frankly, we talk to a lot of doctors here at Men's Health, say the truth is, or I shouldn't say the truth is, the theory is that men are afraid. They're afraid to hear that there's bad news, and they'd rather hear no news and go into a state of denial than have enough time to treat something. And particularly with many cancers, including prostate cancer, early detection is the closest thing to a cure that we have.
Yeah, boy, yeah, no kidding about that. You said there was one dog, so I am assuming there's plans for more, and how does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, this may be the best thing that's ever happened to the overpopulation of canines, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, so the plan is actually, or the hope is, that now that the dog has, in a sense, proven that it is possible to detect a unique scent related to prostate cancer, The idea is not to have a team of millions of dogs around the country or around the world that detect prostate cancer, but to push the research beyond that and be able to detect scientifically or chemically a way to detect that scent. So the dogs will be helpful in the short term, but even more effective than dogs would be some, you know, think of some kind of litmus test or something that could also detect the scent in the absence of dogs, because that's something that's much more scalable and more easy to distribute and, frankly, probably a lot more economical.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned at the top you're saying how breast cancer, there's so much more awareness about breast cancer. What do you think has to happen to raise the level so there's more attention paid to prostate cancer, besides celebrities like Joe Torre that I mentioned?
Well, right. And, you know, this is something, frankly, I've been interested in for almost 20 years, because it's been almost 20 years that Bob Dole became the first well-known guy to publicly say, I had it, and I had it meaning I had prostate cancer, and I'm not going to hide or lie about it or deny it. I'm going to come out and publicly talk about it because I want other men to get tested. I frankly think it's why we know so much about breast cancer is because women are a lot better at taking care of themselves, and they're a lot better at working at taking care of each other. They're community-minded, and as guys, we're not like that. So I happen to think if we're going to beat prostate cancer, the problem is so far we've been thinking guys would band together like women have around breast cancer. That hasn't happened. I happen to think that women have a much better shot at helping us produce the kind of success against prostate cancer that they have for breast cancer. If you leave it up to us guys, it'll be another 20 years and we won't have made much more progress.
Yeah, we don't want to see that, because there's just too many guys are coming down with it. And as you said, Greg, it's something, if you find out about it, it's, and you detect it early enough, you can treat it. If you wait until it's too late, you're stuck.
Well, that's the thing, is when you detect it early, you have options. And that's also part of the complication, is that they say that by the time guys die in their 70s or 80s, almost all guys have some level of prostate cancer. So the real trick is detecting it early, if it's there, and then also beginning to get a sense of, is it slow growing or fast growing? Because there's a lot of guys with prostate cancer that do nothing other than what's called watchful waiting. They literally just get tested on an annual or a quarterly or biannual basis, and as long as the level of cancer stays about where it was the previous time, they don't do anything at all. But if you don't catch it early, then you're really stuck. You have to do something really drastic and really invasive. And frankly, this is a horrible way to live, and it's a horrible way to die.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well said. We'll end on that note. You can check out more about this by going to menshealth.com. Greg, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for shedding some light on prostate cancer.
It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Yeah, and, you know, here's the key, guys. Seriously, just go and get tested. Go and get the test. It's not that big of a deal if you catch it early. That's what we keep saying. It is a horrible way to die, and I would hate to think of anybody out there listening to America Tonight just shrugging off a test that really isn't that difficult if you would just go and get it done, the PSA test. It's a blood test. Very, very easy to do. Coming up, we've got odds and ends, including some horrible tragedies in the Midwest due to weather. Stay with us.